Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online's Messages Healing in Prosperity. I'm the producer, Jane, and part of my job is to let you know what's coming up this week for Divinity Spiritual Online. This Sunday is going to be our first Sunday service, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It is very powerful. Very uplifting, healings, great messages, and always truthful. So please join us and tell your family and friends, because I really think it's something special where you're going to learn a lot also. Very little preaching involved, if any at all, but a lot of teaching going on. Also look for our weekly channeling and meditations. Also, if you out there think that you need a little extra help and you're interested in a private session, please call Mary Margaret at 513-289-2914. And trust me on this, it'll be probably one of the best calls you've ever made. Speaking of which, hi, Mary Margaret. How are you today?
Hello, Jane. I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Doing very well. Thank you. I have a question for you, or something that I wanted you to explain to everybody, if you will.
Yes.
For the other day, you did a channeling from the Blessed Mother. And mm-hmm. the week before, Joanne did a channeling from Mary Magdalene and Jesus. The messages to me were so important that I think everybody should go back and listen. Can you explain why these messages are so important for the world right now, please?
Yes. Everyone understand that our world is in great turmoil now, and there is really a war between good and evil. And I feel so blessed to be able to channel the Blessed Mother and others, depending on who would like to be heard at any particular time. But the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, even some of our messages on Sunday are truly geared for us to align to the highest and best. We would think that we would be saved by some other purpose, but it's our spirituality that is so important now. It's our spirituality that brings in the higher purpose. And as you listen to Joanne channel or myself, and you can go in and hear them at any time, you also will be filled with the energy of the Blessed Mother. You too will be aligned to a higher frequency as you sit quietly and listen to what she says. She has requested prayer especially for the United States and all the people of the United States. In fact, I think I'll share this with you now. She had many, many years ago, probably 20 to 30 years ago, had asked the world to pray for Russia. And we know that the leader of Russia, he can be rather stern, to say the least, but the people of Russia, he makes sure certain that they have good food. They do not have GMOs. They are not allowed. He makes certain that the family is honored. He knows that the family is strength. And here in the United States, we've been actually, you know, encouraging the split up of marriages and so forth. He encourages people to, hold on 1 second. Something's coming in. Okay, he encourages people not to take the vaccines. He's looking at everything that could hurt his people. And because of that, Russia, you know, they're not a great economic giant or anything else at this time, but they are certainly leading in goodness. The prayers have helped them. And now you can say the prayers for the United States, and hopefully that will help us.
That's great. That's great. Now that you touched on, there was somebody that had asked about vaccines in the chat last week, and it was at the end of the show, and I didn't have enough time to even ask you about it until after the show. Again, we try not to really stay focused on the negative so much as not to lower our frequency. We like to keep the vibes high around here, but I think it needs to be addressed. And
I think people need more information, yeah. Jane. I do. I think people need more information. And one place that they can get it is with Mike Adams at Natural News. If you go to Mike Adams at Natural News, he has the information that will show you the harm, not only of the virus and how it was engineered, but also the vaccine and the harmful elements within the vaccine. So that, you know, and that I will not get the vaccine. And I'm very careful around anybody that has had the vaccine, because the way this was engineered, it sheds. So as you touch someone, if you've had the vaccine, you're going to share a very negative aspect with that person. So just go to Mike Adams. Do other research. But go to Mike Adams and he will also guide you to other websites. And please, just please take care of yourself. And don't compromise. Don't compromise yourself. Not for this. God will take care of you. Your Creator will take care of you. Thank you.
That's great. Yeah, I've heard really good things about Mike Adams. I've listened to him a few times. Okay, so before we get to callers, and anybody, if you'd like to call in, the number is 845-241-9850. We can see if we can get a message for you or a reading. Did you want to start out with a clearing prayer?
Yes. And this clearing prayer is different than the one we used last week, correct?
Correct.
All right. This clearing prayer, let's preface this a little bit. This clearing prayer, if you've had trauma, your fields are fractured, and anything can come in and out. Just by saying this prayer, your fields, your electromagnetic field, which is the protection by the Creator, will be healed. Your emotional and mental bodies will be healed. And I'm not doing it. You're doing it as you engage with your God. You see, your spirit is so powerful. Only people don't know how easy it is to really change your energy in this way. Now, this particular prayer, it's not the one we used last week because that was chock full of every kind of situation. This one, we have put viruses and vaccines. And so if you know of anybody with who's taken the vaccine and has you know, buyer's remorse on that, then please share this with them. You can get the prayer by writing Janie at revmmdenholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, at AOL.com. Again, MMDENHOLM at AOL.com. So thank you so much. Janie?
Yes, okay. So when you say the invocation, place your hand over your heart and repeat it with Mary Margaret aloud. Feel the power of your spirit as you join with Divine Creator for the purpose of healing. And as Mary Margaret said, this power has been given to each of us. Okay. By the power and the authority of Divine Creator.
By the power and the authority of Divine Creator.
And with the assistance of Jesus.
And with the assistance of Jesus.
I now command and give my permission.
I now command and give my permission.
Gently release all entities, energies.
Gently release all entities, energies.
And all negative intent.
And all negative intent.
Especially from any vaccine or virus.
Especially from any vaccine or virus.
Be removed now and taken to a place where you can do no harm.
Be removed now and taken to a place where you can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Cleanse and purify all that I am.
Cleanse and purify all that I am.
Open my eyes to the lies and trickery.
Open my eyes to the lies and trickery.
Of anyone wanting to harm me.
Of anyone wanting to harm me.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental bodies.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the perfection of my most high self.
To the perfection of my most high self.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
And everyone, the first breath tells every cell in your body, this works on the cellular level, it tells every cell in your body that something is happening, pay attention. The second breath actually starts releasing this negativity, whatever your body is willing to release. That's why it's good to do the clearing prayer at least every few days. And the third breath seals your new belief system. Just saying to the world, no, I'm not going to tolerate. I'm not going to be wounded. I'm not going to have a fractured electromagnetic field because of any trauma. I'm done. I'm going to be healthy and happy. And that is what this brings to you. So if you have any questions, give us a call, and otherwise, we shall begin.
Okay, let me go to the first caller.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mary Margaret. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Good, good. How are you, dear?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
How can we help you today?
Hi. So I've been going through a lot of shifts, definitely. I'm feeling it all right. And I'm just wondering, do you see me meeting, like, just soul tribe people soon?
Say that again, dear.
Or, like, soul tribe people. I'm a very, I'm an introvert, but I'm a very spiritual and deep thinker. And
mm-hmm.
It's not like I can't meet people. That's not the, in air quotes,
right,
hard
right.
part. Yeah.
Right.
So,
where do you live, dear?
I'm in Connecticut.
You're in Connecticut. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can tell you is, If you truly want spiritual, then look for people like us that have, you know, we're reaching out, trying to reach those spiritual people.
Right.
And you know, this is messages from Mary Margaret, but tune in Sunday and hear us.
Okay.
Tune in Sunday at 7 o'clock, and I'll tell you, you won't be preached at. You'll never be told you're a sinner or anything like that. You'll be given as much spiritual food as I can muster through me. And
mm-hmm.
and just try that. We have a great group.
Okay.
And we'd love for you to come and visit.
Okay. Okay. Well, do
you
feel
people
something
in Rhode Island? In fact, Jeannie's from Rhode Island. And
okay.
Chicago, Arizona, from when I traveled before, you know. And truly, we would just love for you to visit with us.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds
all
good.
Right. Now, what else? There's something else.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been, it's funny. It's been through this whole awakening week. I've been through several of them, and the dark night of the soul or whatever you want to call it. But it's fascinating to me how, like, you think, in air quotes, I would be used to the fact that, okay, it's an awakening. But
right.
everyone, as you know, I'm sure you know this somewhat, it's different. And so, like, this has been a sitting, like a stew is, you know, where you have to let it sit and simmer type
right.
of thing going on. And it's been months. I think it was since July, honestly. So
right.
these past few months have been really just stagnant. And it just feels like I'm just sitting and I'm doing my little daily meditations and things of that nature. It just feels very sad. Anyway, the point is I feel like I'm on the verge of something. And maybe it's in between stages. I don't know what you feel or sense.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I got it.
Okay.
All right, listen. It's going to do you a lot of good if you can start attending our services. And
okay.
we're doing a meditation every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. I channeled
okay.
the Blessed Mother at 3 o'clock on Monday. Joanne's doing channeling at 7 o'clock. And you can always go in and listen to any one of those shows at any time.
Okay.
But you, Janie, we're going to have to get the prayer to her for the release from the matrix of illusion. This is what happens.
Okay.
We are all born within that matrix of illusion. You know
right.
how they talk about the veil?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, this grid that is on the fourth dimension is the veil. And
right.
they showed me, like a giant chessboard, how we are
okay.
all on it and we are all manipulated. You know, you could be
right.
in the best of moods, but if somebody wants anger for lunch, they're going to kick you in the shins and try to invite trouble for you.
Right.
Well, there is a prayer that Spirit gave to me, and it's the release from the matrix of illusion.
Okay.
And you're going to have to email Janie so we get this
okay.
to you. But
okay.
And you can do that by revmmdenholm. @AOL.com, and you'll hear
okay.
that through the broadcast.
Okay.
It's lengthy, but we're going to do it now because, and everyone out there, please do this with me. If you have awakened, you no longer have to be within that matrix of illusion. You no longer have to have these devils pulling your strings and ruining your finances and ruining your relationships and ruining your day. That is over. But see, you've awakened now. So
right.
they're gonna try to tempt you and taunt you.
Okay.
And we don't want that.
Right.
So, Janie, do you have the matrix of illusion there?
I do.
Okay, great. Do you want to read the preface?
Yep. Sure. Okay. I am a child of divine light and divine love in this age of Aquarius, the age of divine light. I have awakened to the power given to us by the Creator to co-create my existence. My fifth dimensional frequencies require that I release all interference. No, I will not play this game any longer. If I am in any way tempted or taunted back into the chessboard of manipulation and fear, please bring this awareness to the front of my mind. By the power
all right.
and the authority... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. No, that's all right. Honey, say this prayer with me. Put your hand over your heart. This is going to change your life. And anybody out there in the audience, anybody listening to this, this can change your life. You no longer have to be taunted by the lesser energies of this world. You're past that. You've awakened. And it's time. It's time just to be released from this. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Okay. By the power and authority of Divine Creator.
By the power and the authority of Divine Creator.
Divine Creator.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now invoke.
I now invoke.
I invoke.
Power of my spirit.
By the power of my spirit.
By my spirit.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
I now decree.
I now decree.
Decree.
All energy that is mine within the matrix of illusion.
All energy that is mine within the matrix of illusion.
Be now released, cleansed, and purified.
Be now released, cleansed, and purified.
By the most holy divine spirit.
By the most holy divine spirit.
And returned to me within divine intention.
And returned to me within divine intention.
And divine direction.
And divine direction.
It is my energy and I claim it.
It is my energy and I claim it.
All cords, ties, and attachments.
All cords, ties, and attachments.
To the so-called veil.
To the so-called veil.
Be disconnected, dissolved.
Be disconnected,
dissolved.
And neutralized.
And neutralized.
Contract, agreement.
All contract agreements.
Ceremonies and initiations.
Ceremonies and initiations.
With the matrix of illusion, the darkness.
With the matrix of illusion, the darkness.
Are now terminated.
Are now terminated.
Terminated.
For this and all lifetimes.
For this and all lifetimes.
I rebuke all darkness.
I rebuke all darkness.
These chains are gone.
These chains are gone.
I am not playing this game anymore.
I'm not playing this game anymore.
Anymore.
All interference to my happiness.
all interference to my happiness.
Prosperity, freedom.
Prosperity, freedom.
Higher purpose. And all other rights given to me by the Creator. Be now released and removed. I align to the perfect programming of the divine template of my most high self. I accept this perfection. I claim my birthright. Of excellent health and beauty.
Love and happiness.
Success and prosperity. Wisdom and knowledge. My spiritual path. And my most sacred destiny. So be it done now. Take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you so much, Janie. All right, sweetie, how does that feel? I've seen this prayer change everyone's life. There's nothing like it out there. There's nothing like it. People don't understand that we don't want to be tied to the darkness. We don't have to be. We have awakened.
Right.
So this I think is going to help you tremendously. And Janie will email you the prayer. Just send it to the Rev. M.M. Denholm at AOL address. And I think you're going to do great things, dear. I think you were stuck. I think you were really stuck.
Yeah. I definitely was.
How does that feel now?
I feel calm. There's just a centering. There's a grounding. I just feel...
Yes, you're home. Okay, you have this home, and you have your fifth dimensional heavenly home. You don't need to be stuck on that fourth dimension, dear. Your spirit doesn't want to be there.
No, that's for sure.
Well, many blessings to you.
Thank you. You're going to
do wonderfully. Give us a call. Let us know what happens.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, honey. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You too. All
Bye-bye.
Right, Jeannie.
Moving along. Sure.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you like The Matrix of Illusion?
Oh, my God. That was beautiful.
Isn't it? It's just incredible, honey. It's changing everybody's lives. We have prayers. And believe me, just like with my services, I don't preach. I teach. And the prayers were given to me by Divine Spirit, the most divine Holy Spirit. That we have many. So stick with us. We've got many, many ways for you to heal yourself. But how can I help you today?
Okay, so I've recently been, I have 2 women that are ganging up and attacking me pretty badly.
Physically?
I'm just wondering. No, not physically.
On Facebook or something
correct.
Like that?
Yeah, so something like that. Well, I was friends with them personally, so they were harassing me with text messages, and I told them to stop, and they've stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But they've threatened things beyond that. nothing like, not like they're going to kill me or anything, but they've threatened to, like, you know, talk to my family and tell them private things, that just the backstabbing me. So they go to each other. So I'm just wondering if you feel like their threats are real, or are they just doing it and then it'll fizzle out in a month or something? Because they're both kind of mentally unstable.
All right. I want you to do something. And everybody listen up. When you have difficulty with another person, you may not be able to reach them on the conscious level.
Mm-hmm.
But you can reach them on your spiritual level. And this is how you do it. You imagine above the clouds a blue room with a table, and in your case, three chairs.
Okay.
And you go into meditation, and I always wait until late in the evening when they're probably relaxed and maybe even sleeping. And I would, in spirit, go to that blue room, blue is very healing, and I would call on their spirit to come meet me, and their spirit will. You're no threat to them, and they are no threat to you spiritually. While you're in that room, you tell them that, you know, you used to be friends, and now there's just no reason for this, and you know, you love them, and you wish them no harm. And whatever else you can say that comes from that kind of place.
Yeah.
Okay. And then and do it often. Do it often. Do it every night for a while. And just tell them that, you know, if you hurt their feelings, you're very sorry. But you know, just reach them on that spiritual level. And this works so splendidly. It has worked over the years with, in fact, the first time I did it, a friend of mine, her husband was in a coma. She called me all upset, and she said, I needed to tell him this and this and this, and he's in a coma, and I may never be able to talk to him again. And I said, okay, Marie, go to the blue room and tell him everything that you wanted him to know. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she went to the hospital the next day, he had awoken and said everything that she said to him. Every word he repeated. So it works beautifully. And since you cannot reach them on the physical level, you reach them on the spiritual level. In kindness, in love. And do I think they're going to hurt you? No. No. And in many ways, they're troubled. They're very troubled, you know.
Very.
But if you can reach them spiritually, I think that it'll work to your advantage.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been doing that actually.
Oh, wonderful.
I've been doing that at night. But can you pick up anything else about it?
Well. Hold on a moment, honey.
Oh, thank you so much, ma'am.
Yeah, it's probably, this could go on for about a month. And it's, you know, they're reaching out to you with this nasty energy.
Very.
You don't want to return it.
No. All I wrote back was do not contact me. That was it. Nothing
right.
more.
And that's all you do. And you ignore them. Just ignore them. And
well,
Spirit is saying within a month, this will be over. Because they're not going to get any satisfaction.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I have a community, an online community, where I broadcast live videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made an announcement to the whole community that I will be taking a break for a while.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Just because I want this energy to just... you know, dissipate.
It's got
to
diffuse before you go on.
Yeah, because they're so mentally deranged about this whole thing. So
it's just a shame because in most cases like that, they have entities that are, or demonics that are controlling
yes.
them.
Yes.
You know, and now the clearing prayer will get rid of entities. It won't
yes.
get rid of demonics. They have to call me or somebody with a high frequency like me in order to remove demonics. And I have
yes.
no problem doing that. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
But
well,
they have entities that are causing them
yeah.
this craziness.
I'll probably never talk with you. Yeah, they'll have to contact you on their own because I'll never be contacting these people in my life again.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is are they going to, for months on end, just continue to – I've blocked them from my community, but are they going to continue to try to root themselves and harass me and – just never
they're
going to
continue,
or,
honey, for about a month.
No, but I'm not
you
going
gotta,
live for – I'm not going to make videos for a while. I needed to take a break anyway. I was planning on doing this a break anyway.
Well,
so I'm probably not even
otherwise,
make,
you know, if they don't contact you unless you're broadcasting, then you shouldn't
mm-hmm.
have any problem.
But
you shouldn't have any problem. Just stop broadcasting.
Yeah, no,
I've
already stopped. Yeah, I don't plan on going back, but
right.
for at least a month. At least a month. I wanted
right.
to take a break. I was wanting to take a break anyway. Like, I really wanted to take a break. And I had told my friend, like, last month, I'm like, I'm about to take a long break because I was burned out on broadcasting, and I just wanted to take a break. But then this all happened. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
on some level – they must be satisfied to think that they're the reason I took this long break, but it's not.
Right, right, right. But, you know, you can't address their ego. Their ego is going to just cause them enough problems. May I ask, what do you broadcast?
I do, like, cooking shows and,
oh, how lovely.
You know, just a lot of, yeah, just, like, humor and stuff like that. Like, I joke around a lot with my audience and
uh-huh.
you know, I have a little community, but see this woman, she came in very early on and she was quite generous. She was giving me a lot of money and she became sort of like everybody thought she was a really super, really nice lady on our community and
uh-huh.
I thought she was a really great person too. And then somebody told her that I said something negative about her, which I never did. And then she flipped like a switch. It was really frightening. And then
right.
she went into full attack and she went into other people's live videos and she got like a whole group of people against me. And then she went through a whole cycle of like 5 months with those people. And then she turned around and she got in a big falling out with those people.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back to me. But while she was over at that other broadcaster's, she gave them $10,000.
Wow.
Now, she's not financially doing very well because I know some things about taxes and things that,
mm-hmm.
at any rate, I don't even think she has this money that she's throwing at people. But she does it for attention and,
mm-hmm.
it's not coming from a place of generosity. It's coming from a very
right.
crazy, desperate, I don't know how to explain it, but like she wants to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And she
yeah,
wants
that,
everybody
that happens
to,
a lot.
To love her.
Right.
So,
that happens a lot. But when you take her to the Blue Room, make sure she knows you have never said anything to anybody about her. And you're sorry
yeah.
that she was under that impression. And,
no,
and
I
just
have
keep,
said, I, but that, but
okay,
I,
good.
I can't say that because I have said, I have behind her back to one person said something. I have.
Well,
that's
true. That's
her.
True then.
So this person that I was trusting and kind of talking, you know, that my true feelings about her, I didn't say it
right.
to a group of people. I said it to one person.
Uh-huh.
She got very threatened because she has some criminal activity,
mm-hmm.
and she got very threatened because she said, she's like, threatened me. She's like, if you ever tell anyone, you know, my sister will, you know, do, you know, whatever. Threaten
oh,
me. I'm not going to go into it on air.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to cut the cord on these people, honey.
She went to this person, and she's the one who upset her. So
mm-hmm.
now they're like in cahoots to get me, and
mm-hmm.
it's ridiculous. Because there, you know,
well,
that one.
Well, I would get the clearing prayer, and I would continue to do the clearing prayer, and I would get the matrix of illusion. Did you do that when we just did it?
Yeah, I did it. I did it with you.
Good, good. Get the prayer and do it every couple of days. Do those two prayers every other day or so, and you'll change your life. You'll change your life, and there won't be any of that hatred or negativity.
Do you pick up anything about them? Do you pick up anything about what's going on and you tune in?
Only that they have entities with them and they're acting out because of it. It's causing a lot of confusion. And if I could help them, I would. But
the crazy part is like this woman, she does this, and then she tries to come back to me. Do you feel she's going to try to come back to me again, or do you think this is the last round? She's like,
I don't think so. If you truly ignore her and do the prayers, then I think she'll just leave you alone.
But doesn't she want to come back with me, like, because she really has a lot of... I don't think
that's her main objective, dear. She's looking for another Patsy.
You think so?
Yeah, she's looking for another Patsy. So I would just ignore her and do the prayers and call us back. Let us know how this went for you, okay? And get that request into Janie.
What
and
request?
Thanks so much for calling, honey. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
I'll pray for you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Janie.
Okay. So anyone, if you want these prayers or copies of other prayers, please email me at revmmdenholm. That's Rev as in Reverend, M-M, Mary Margaret Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M as in Mary, at AOL.com. And there is another caller I'll go to right now, okay?
Thank you, dear. Hello?
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 Hello? Who's this, please?
Hi. My name is Rennell.
Rennell?
Yes.
How can I help you?
Thank y'all for taking my call for one thing.
sure, honey, anytime.
Yeah, this has really been kind of a strange year to me. Last year was really even stranger because I lost my boyfriend last year to cancer in March.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it happened so quickly, and right after I lost my second oldest brother also to cancer, but he had passed on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, kind of back-to-back.
Oh, yes, that's terrible. Terrible, honey.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if they're meeting each other on the other side.
Oh, you will. When it's time, you will see them again. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if your boyfriend's over there building a house for the two of you. You know, that's what they do. That's what they do. They prepare for the next life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you will see him again. But how can I help you today?
Okay, just like I was saying, it's been a strange year. I have found out on my own about other people that I haven't seen for quite a while. It was either people I knew. Yeah, it was either somebody I might have known from my school, the time I went to school, and somebody I used to work with or work under. And every time I checked on someone I haven't heard from in quite a while, I ended up finding out to my surprise that they had passed on this year. And I found out that three people had passed on this year that I knew, and one of them I didn't get along with, which was a cousin of mine, and for some reason him and his wife didn't like me, and they made everybody else in my family not like me, and I don't know why, but anyway, there was a friend that I've known for many years, him and his wife. And his wife, she had already passed on quite a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he have Facebook pages. He got quite a few. I don't know why, but he got quite a few Facebook pages. And I was just checking the other day to see if he was actively using his Facebook pages, and I have not. It doesn't look like he really have been using his Facebook pages. And now I'm starting to wonder about him, if he might still be around or did he pass on. And his name was Richard. And like I said, I knew him and his wife and my son.
No,
knew
he
him
did not
as well.
Pass on. He did not pass on. He's still grieving a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you should contact him. He always liked you.
I really don't know his number or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he haven't been active on his Facebook page, it looks like, for a while.
Well,
and,
that's okay. You go ahead and contact him on Facebook, and when he is ready, he'll go back to Facebook. He can't go back right now. But when it is time, remember, timing is everything. When it is time, he will go back on Facebook and he will contact you. And like I said, he always liked you. You know, he just felt that you were a very good woman. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a relationship there for you.
Well, I really don't have any interest in getting any other relationships. From here on out, and I even
that's
told
how many people feel, but and he probably feels the same way too. But I will tell you, go out for coffee, go get a bite at lunch or something with him, and you may be really surprised how your mind changes on this stuff, and his too.
I really don't have any interest in. Being with him, and I live, you know, many miles from where I used to live at.
I see.
But you know, all in all, though, I really don't have any interest in having any more relationships.
You
and
really
I
loved,
just, you know,
your boyfriend, didn't you?
Yes, a whole lot. And I know he have me and. And I speak out to him, hoping that he hears everything that I say.
He does. He does. And they're showing me that he comes to you every night. As you are retiring for the evening, he comes to you every night. And just talk to him. He is right there. Yes, the strength of your love for him and his love for you, he's allowing me to feel some of it, and it was extraordinary, just extraordinary. But, you know, really, dear, it's time to, you don't have to have another boyfriend, but it's time to make new friends and to get out there and complete whatever you came here to do.
Well, that's something I don't really know. I don't really know what I'm
okay.
Here
do you do any anything spiritual?
Let's see. I couldn't really recall, but I always wanted to be able to see and talk with people on the other side and be able to receive messages.
I teach two classes. I teach a tarot class, and I teach a spiritual intuitive class. And they're very, I'm very thorough with that. If that's something you would like to do, I don't have any classes scheduled quite yet, but if that's something you want to do, I want you to send an email to Janie, and she'll keep track. And as soon as we have enough people who truly want to use tarot or spiritual intuitive is really the place to start. Then we can then we will contact you. And my classes are not expensive or anything else, so I want everybody to be able to take them. But yes, you could do that. You have that talent. You have that gift.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
So what I would do is, besides sending that email to Janie, meditate. You know, do it quietly by yourself, maybe in the evening when you're alone or when you're retiring or whatever. I think if you would meditate quietly, you might even hear or be impressed with whatever your boyfriend is trying to tell you. Okay, do our meditations. We're doing we only have two meditations on the Blog Talk now. But every week we're doing a new meditation. You can listen anytime. But meditation, prayer, that'll help prepare you for being a spiritual intuitive.
Okay.
Okay.
If I get chills all of the time, and I do, and sometimes I just drift off to sleep, and unexpectedly I just would drift off to sleep. Does that mean that it's because of another presence, or is it just something going on with me physically?
Spirit chills are confirmation about whatever you might be speaking about, or that there is a spirit present trying to contact you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I will say this, too. With your spirituality, if you want to learn more, I'm a spiritual person, and I am a metaphysical person. So, and when I do a service on Sundays at 7 o'clock, and I don't preach, I teach. And everything's done through Jesus and Divine Creator. Everything's blessed. I saw a Divine Creator when I died 26 years ago. And that's where I got the knowledge and the authority and everything else to do this. But if you want to learn, if you truly want to learn about spiritual, then every Sunday we're doing a service on Blog Talk. We'd love to have you.
Oh, that'd
and we
be great.
Do all kinds of things. I do a channeling every other week. I'm sorry, my dog is getting restless. If you're not doing anything, it's Sunday nights at 7. Just listen, and then you can listen to it at any time during the week.
Are you Eastern time, or are you in another time zone?
No, we're Eastern. Where are you from?
I'm in Virginia.
Okay, good. Yeah, 7 o'clock on Eastern time. And if you have any questions, just put them in that email, and Janie and I'll answer them.
Okay, and can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure, dear. Go ahead.
Okay, there have been some strange activity going on next door to me. This guy lives next to me, and people, you know, have been coming and going at all kinds of hours, and all of a sudden young guys started showing up and going over there, and where I'm at, I'm living in public housing, and it's for the seniors and disabled people, and you know, it's some kind of strangeness going on, and occasionally I might see a police car coming across the street and just sitting over there. So I kind of got a feeling that something is not right here.
Definitely. All right, let's do this. Okay, let's do this. Janie, when she writes, we want to give her the prayer to... Stop it! When she writes, we want to give her the prayer for clearing her sacred space. Honey, let's clear your apartment. Okay? And then I'm going to put a grid on the ceiling, the floor, and the walls. And then you should be fine. But I want you to have the prayer in case you feel, because you could do it. When you invoke by the power of your spirit, you are incredibly, incredibly strong and gifted. We all are, each one of us. So here we go. Repeat after me. By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit.
By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command. And give full permission. Gently clear every room. And place a grid on every wall. Ceiling and floor. A grid of golden crystalline. A grid of high frequency. And protection. Bless this place, Lord. And hold the frequency.
Of the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
So be it done now. And we're going to get you, I did that just off the cuff really quickly, but Janie, you'll get the prayer to you for sacred space. Yeah, you got to take charge of this. And from here on in, we can help you do that.
Oh, okay.
All right, honey?
Okay. And I appreciate your help, and I definitely will, check back with you. You said Sunday?
Sunday at 7. Everybody's invited. Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful service. So,
Mary Margaret, I hate to fuss in here now, but we have about 2 minutes. We have a question in the chat and one more caller.
Give the question the 289 number.
Okay.
And if the chat needs that, just give them the 289 number. Dear, I'm going to go. I'll see you Sunday. Thank you so much for calling. Keep us posted.
Okay, Danny, I will. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Last question, last caller?
No. You say what you've got to say.
All right. Well, everybody, it's 3 minutes till, so we're going to have to get going soon. But please, if you have any questions that are of importance to you, please email me at revmmdenholm@aol.com. You can ask your questions, and I'll try to get you the answer. Or please call back next week at 5 and join us this
Sunday.
But
for the two people that are, honey, if for the two people that are in the chat and the one that has the question, if they call the 289 number, I'll talk to them this afternoon on my own time.
Oh, that's very nice.
I think that's the least I can do.
Okay. Thank you for that. 513-289-2914. That's very nice, Mary Margaret. Thank you for that.
Yeah, the two people that are on hold, or if please join us for Sunday service if you'd like. We're a group of people that are very spiritual, very metaphysical, and we want to help people to heal themselves. Every person has the energy to heal themselves. It was given to you by God, but nobody knows how to do it. So that's my mission, to help people to understand that they have the power to heal themselves. And we have the prayers, we have the instruction, we teach as far as spiritual, intuitive, and so forth. Janie, finish up here, honey.
Thank you very much, everybody, for calling in and listening in. And please look for Divinity Spiritual Online here on Blog Talk throughout the week. And we hope to see you very soon. Have a great evening. Take care.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Janie.
Thank you, Mary Margaret.
Oh, I thought we had music.
We usually do. I don't know what happened.
No.
No, let's see. I'll hit a button and see if we can get...
Okay. Excuse us, everybody.
Yeah, right. You don't call me Producer Jane for nothing. Sorry about that.
We love what we do. We may not know it all yet, but we love what we do.
You are seen. You are heard. You are loved for who you are. You are enough. You are complete. You are. I am loved for